Volunteer fire departments are looking for more people to join. Brule Fire Department Captain Borg Isaacson is the regional spokesman for area volunteer fire departments. He says attracting people is his biggest challenge. He says not having enough volunteers hurts their ability to fight fires, can raise costs.
In some cases, I don't know particularly about northwestern Wisconsin, but in some cases, departments have had to go to contracting out volunteer services to career departments in neighboring communities, and that is at a large expense to the taxpayers, plus it decreases the level of service.
He says there are many volunteer opportunities beyond grabbing the hose and walking into burning buildings. Volunteer fire departments are looking for medical responders, truck maintenance, and secretarial positions. He says more people would volunteer if they knew what would be asked of them.
Once people get to know their local responders, see their fire hall, understand what their policies and procedures are, that seems to really spark their interest.
Douglas County Emergency Management Coordinator Keith Kessler says the need is great.
Quite a few of the departments are short people. The demands that are placed on volunteers today are different. The volunteer firefighters are held to training standards and the same standards as any career department. And it's a real-time commitment. It takes dedicated people that are willing to serve their community. And that's part of the reason we're looking for the non-traditional volunteer to help us with some of the maintenance items. These people do not have to take the same kind of training and things that the actual firefighter has to take.
Kessler says a well-staffed department has between 25 and 30 volunteers. Some departments need to have more than that because they cover several townships. In Superior, Nick Pelletier, Wisconsin Public Radio.